Carolyn Haynes has now published 14 Sarah Booth Delaney Bones mysteries over the past 15 years. What started as a series set at Dahlia House in Sunflower County, Xenia, Mississippi, has done some traveling. At home, Sarah Booth is aided by her gang, Madame Tomika, the psychic, Cece, the transsexual journalist, Millie, who picks up gossip in her cafe, and always her fiery detective partner, Tinky. Some of these characters have even helped Sarah Booth solve crime in Costa Rica. At first, Jitty, the antebellum slave ghost of Dahlia House, did not travel. In Booty Bones, Jitty and Tinky are with Sarah Booth, and the dog Sweetie Pie and the cat Pluto lend active assistance. The others help by phone. Haynes has set out here to write a perfect beach novel, so, no surprise, it is set on the beach. Sarah Booth and her fiancé, Graf Milieu, Hollywood actor, are on Dauphin Island. In the previous Bones novel, Graf was shot, badly injured in the leg. In a rented cottage on the west end of the island, they are resting, and Graf is taking exercise to strengthen his leg. While he recovers, Sarah Booth is planning a surprise wedding. But, of course, there are complications. The well-laid plans will go awry. Distressingly, Jitty the ghost keeps appearing dressed as famous widows. She materializes as Jackie Kennedy Onassis, Elizabeth Taylor, Mrs. Mary Todd Lincoln, Mary Shelley, and many others. Also, Graf is moving away from Sarah Booth. He has not been willing to be intimate for over 2 months. Some fiancé, he, quote, needs space, and is seen meeting secretly, furtively even, on the beach with a slender blonde woman and a beautiful little girl. Uh-oh, who are they? Of course, Sarah Booth is also soon engaged in a mystery involving a murdered treasure hunter who may in fact have located an 18th century pirate hoard. A man was convicted and is in Atmore, but he may be innocent. There is a gaggle of suspects. Crooked deputy? Crooked ex-governor? Crooked maritime museum director? Since Sarah Booth's romantic life is crumbling anyway, she might as well solve some crimes and use her excess energy. Over time, Haynes has moved these Bones books more and more in the direction of romances. All the men who read this novel could probably meet in a smallish bar, but that's no matter. Her readers, female and legion, will love it. I do suggest that Haynes might be working too fast. The novel is her longest at 355 pages and doesn't need to be. Sometimes the diction gets formal romance rhetorical. Quote, when we parted, it was with anger, end quote, Graf says. Another observation, not exactly a criticism, is the new ubiquity of hurricanes. Jessamyn Ward's 2011 novel, Salvage the Bones, and Roy Hoffman's recent Come Landfall, both end in deluge. In Booty Bones, the hurricane threatening throughout is Margene. Hurricanes definitely add urgency and are exciting. What is more enlivening than the imminent threat of death? As Walker Percy put it in the essay, The Delta Factor, why is a man apt to feel bad in a good environment, say suburban Short Hills, New Jersey, on an ordinary Wednesday afternoon? Why is the same man apt to feel good in a very bad environment, say an old hotel on Key Largo during a hurricane?